I had to do that over because somebody called me. But yeah. Okay, welcome everybody. We're gonna get this thing started. Sorry about that. Somebody was calling me. I had to, you know. Okay, hi everyone. Welcome to Love Her Melanin Podcast, where we celebrate everything that's Black and feminine, whatever that may mean to you. Today, we are going to be talking about a Black woman's desirability. I am on Instagram Live if you are listening on the audio. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram at Love Her Melanin Podcast. That's L-O-V-E-M-E-L-A-N-N-L. Love Her Melanin Podcast. On Instagram, so that you can see when I do lives. I'm trying something a little bit different because I want to kind of get more video content out for everybody. So I'm trying to do something a little bit differently. But welcome to everyone. And today we're going to be talking about a Black woman's desirability. I was in bed and I was on TikTok and I was thinking about something that Aisha Curry had said a couple years ago, when she was talking about how she kind of wished that more men would kind of like her. Hey, hello. Hi y'all. Thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. But like I was saying, I was thinking about when Aisha Curry was talking about how she wished, I guess, more men would kind of find her attractive, would, I guess, approach her more, all them things. And it was a while ago. Hi, Jordan. Hi. Thank you for tuning in. But like I was saying, she was talking about how she wished more men would find her attractive. And immediately people kind of jumped on her and was like, you have a husband, your husband's Steph Curry, and you worried about other men finding you attractive. Cool. I understand that. It's like, if you're in a relationship, the only person who you should be worried about finding you attractive is your partner. But I kind of understood what she meant. And I want to use that kind of to kick off this point, right? So it's like, your husband, Steph Curry with the shot, that was back when he was real, like, real big, you know, throwing three-pointers, all them things. And you have these Instagram models, these baddies, these models, these video girls, all these girls coming at your husband. They're constantly in his DMs. They're following him to his hotel room. They're at all his games. Like, and you don't even get looked at the gas station, bro. Like, a man don't even give you a little, you beautiful miss at the gas station. It's like, I understand what she's saying. Like, I agree that your worth should be found from within and what have you. But I understand what she was saying. And even now on TikTok, there's a whole debate. I don't know who follows on TikTok, but there's this whole kind of thing where it's like, you're a 5 in this city, but you're a 10 in your hometown. And this girl was like, you know, TikTok is making y'all have a victim mindset, or TikTok is having y'all think that y'all ugly when you're not. And it's just a whole lot. And I want to talk about a Black woman's desirability because I feel like, especially in recent years, Black women are starting to come more into themselves, especially like darker skinned Black girls, bigger Black girls, skinny Black girls, you know what I'm saying? Black girls with acne, Black girls who wear their natural hair. Like, a lot of Black women are just coming into themselves, and there's still a beauty standard there, but I feel like we don't really care too much about the beauty standard anymore. We're comfortable in ourselves. But we live in a society where, you know, we still have a beauty standard. We still have a standard to uphold and all them things like that. If I can put this gently, you know, pretty privilege is still a thing. Not saying you ugly if you don't have it, but pretty privilege is still a thing and it's still very much prevalent in our society. And it affects how Black women sees herself. It affects how we maneuver in relationships, friendships, in the workplace. Like, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she was talking about, you know, her struggle to get respect as a woman in, you know, the industry that she works in. And I was saying how, like, men really do not respect you if they don't find you attractive. So imagine you working in corporate America. You know, corporate America is a lot of these people. You know what I'm saying? For those of you listening, it's a lot of palm colors. They're not checking for you. So even if they don't want to romantically pursue you, you don't fit their knowledge or their standard of what beauty is supposed to be, right? So now it's like you get overlooked in meetings. Your ideas aren't taken seriously. You hold no authority. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine you being a darker skinned, bigger, you know, plus size black girl, and you work in production, right? You a production lead. And now you got to come and tell all these rappers or all these actors that, you know, it's time to step it up. They're going to look at you like, who are you talking to? Like, who are you? And why are you telling me what to do? Who are you? And it's like, I run the show. I run this. And my mind be boggled because I'm not going to say too much, but I was having a conversation with some friends yesterday. And they was even talking about what, you know, an attractive woman or a baddie actually pertains to. And it was just like the things that they were describing, that they were told what a baddie is supposed to be. It's kind of like, huh? Like, when you're a black girl, you got to do so much to just be considered desirable. Or say how I feel. I'm going to say how I feel. When you are a black girl, you have to do so much just to be considered average. Yeah? Yeah, you have to do a lot just to be considered average. You got to make sure your hair is always done, edges always laid, lashes always done. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with upkeeping yourself. If you take pride in your appearance, that's a good thing. Take pride in your appearance. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your hair is done, your lashes done, nails done. But as a black girl, to be considered desirable, there was a girl on the internet talking about she can't take her friends to the club if they don't look a certain way. Like, what? Like, when you are a black girl, you have to do a lot to be considered average. And just back to my point about Aisha Curry before I move on, her stating that she just wants to know that she's attractive outside her partner, of course her partner's gonna flipping find her attractive. He married her. He got 3 kids with her. Of course he gonna think she's attractive. But guess what? She just wants to know, you know what? If I was a random girl on the street, you didn't know nothing about me. You didn't fall in love with my personality, my intellect, my talent, anything. You didn't fall in love. You just saw me on the street. Would you really look and holler at me? Sometimes I'd be wanting to ask that question to my male associates. So if, you know, my male associates, if you guys are listening and y'all are watching, you know what I'm saying? Let me know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Am I joking? We'll see if I'm joking. You know, if you were to see someone just walking by without, you know, knowing that, oh, she's smart, she's funny, she's a hard worker, all them things, would you still find her attractive? Or is she also allowed to do the bare minimum and just sit there and be cute? And that's all it takes. We're going to have a moment of silence for that, just for you guys to think about that and see if that's true, if that's the truth. Moving on. Pause. Play. We're going to talk about pretty privilege with black girls. Okay, we're going to talk about pretty privilege. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about it all because I keep my mouth quiet on the internet because, you know, my good sis taught me exclusivity, right? And she said, keep your mouth quiet till it's on your platform, your terms. So this is my platform. This is my terms. When you're a black girl, and you don't fit a certain aesthetic, depending on where you live at, right? If you're not real girly, if you're not real, you know, made up, like I said, you know, you don't have the lash extensions, the you know, jet black bust downs, you know what I'm saying, the honey blonde, curly, whatever, what have you. The way people treat you, and I've experienced it firsthand, bro. And before anybody says anything else, it's not a loving yourself issue. I'm obsessed with myself. I can't love myself anymore. I'm obsessed with myself. It's a matter of how you get treated and respect, basic respect. It's not by force to find somebody attractive. And I will always say that. I'm not trying to guilt anybody into trying to find a black woman attractive. If that's not what you like, that's not what you like. But I'm talking about when it comes into my place of work. Right? I work in entertainment. I see it. I see how girls get treated when they're made up, done up, as opposed to just chilling. And the girls who are allowed to dress down and be chill look different. The girls who are allowed to just wear hoodies and jeans or, you know, be real calm fit, they look different. There's places and there's times where you walk up to a club. Clubs got dress codes. But there's times where you will walk up to a club. They will look you up and down. You and another girl next to you. She'll be light-skinned with a fat nyash. 5'3" with a bust down. Nails done, as my friend would say, baby haired. I have the same outfit on as her. And they'll look me up and down and look at her up and down and say, madam, you can go. You, my dear, you have to stay there. Let's think about that for a second. Let's think about it. Let's really think about it. I want everybody to pay attention. I'm not going to be on this live for too long because we're trying to keep these episodes short so that people actually watch the things through. I took a water break. And for everybody who's listening and not watching, you need to follow me on Instagram at Love Her Melanin Podcast so that you can see the facial expressions that I'm giving so you can really feel it. I'm not telling you as a black girl to subscribe to society's norms. I'm not telling you that you have to feel like, you know, and like I said, there's nothing wrong with taking pride in your appearance. Take pride in your appearance. You know, you, if that's what you like, that's what makes you feel good, do it. If you like getting your hair done, do it. You like upkeeping yourself, do it. Please do it. But don't feel like you have to just to be perceived as a human being. Like, why do I get told, like, I be fake complaining, right? We're going to get real transparent real quick. I fake complain about, oh, you know, sometimes, why don't, you know, I don't get hollered at the gas station. And the first thing someone's going to tell me is because how I'm dressed, because my hair is not done, because I have a hoodie on. Excuse me, my face hasn't changed. The face always gave. The face didn't change. So why now I have to be made now, because what you're trying to insinuate, right, is that I'm not, you know, worth a second look if my hair is not done to the T, if my nails aren't done, if I'm not baby haired down. And do you realize how, like, that can make someone who's not confident in themselves feel? Like, come on. Like, let's really keep it a bean, a buck, whatever you want to call it. When you try to tell a girl, especially someone who doesn't fit the societal norms, quotation, when you tell her that, now she's going to feel like her worth has to be put in how she appears. And again, I understand. The first thing anybody is ever going to do is look at you. But that shouldn't have to, like, when you already have that junk programmed in your mind, like, yo, if I'm not trying to sleep with her, she's not going to get any of my attention. Really? Really? And I'm just going to close out because, like I said, we are going to keep this 10 very short and sweet and to the point. Because you need to hear me, but y'all not hearing me. And you're going to be hearing me a lot more. When you are a black girl, I want all the black girls to look at me right now. And if you're listening, I want you to listen to me very clearly. You are not what a beauty standard in society is. You're not a beauty. You are your own beauty standard. You fat, you tall, you short, you thin. if you don't got a big butt and a big, you know, BBL body, you are not what the societal standard is. You are your own standard, and you should demand respect in any and every room you come into. Don't feel like because you're not super girly, because I'm not super girly, and I've been also told that that's a problem with it, messes up my desirability, because I'm not super girly. But guess what? The face never changed. The face never changed. It always remained the same. So what's really the problem? I challenge everyone to check their bias and to check whatever nonsense that they've learned and remove that from your brain. Understand that, look, you know what? We're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there because I don't want to be up and all down on TikTok. But thank you for everyone who joined the live today. Thank you for everybody who's listening. Like I said, this is something that I'm trying differently. We'll see if it works. We'll see if I like it. We got to experiment. Thank you for tuning in. I post once every other week, so I guess twice a month. I do drop episodes. I also drop them on my YouTube at Love Her Melanin. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube as well. Make sure, again, you follow me on Instagram at Love Her Melanin Podcast. Follow me on TikTok too at Jazz _ Owusu. That's JAZZ _ OWUSU. I do shorter rants on certain topics that don't really deserve a whole episode. I do those on TikTok. So make sure you follow me there as well. And remember, stay beautiful, stay blessed, and stay black. I love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.